Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
It is day one of the 188th Congress, and
what?
House Republicans now are on the verge of becoming a total clown show if they're not careful. But despite the cheering and the elation from Democrats and the mob and the media, it's not a dire situation yet.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the 188th Congress. It does feel that way. I'll give him that. I'll give him idiot boy that. I told you, you know, he is dumb as a rock. Okay, he reads whatever they, you know, if they put in the 288th Congress, he would read that too. He would read that. This is just so, it is unbelievable what is going on. You know, once the American people voted for Republicans to hold the majority in the House of Representatives, the people's house, it is complete and utter chaos. And again, do not call it a clown show. Clowns do not backstab each other. These people are on the verge of killing. This is like Game of Thrones crap. This is the territory that we're in. You know, I heard some of the pundits are talking about, you know, all the options that, you know, what could happen and what should happen and why this isn't happening or when this does happen or should McCarthy withdraw it, all the... And I'm hearing references to like Mortal Kombat and stuff. They go, you know how in Mortal Kombat they say, finish him. Well, you know, McCarthy is finished. Now, you know, it's just the end of the game where you have to finish him after he's dead. I mean, are people stupid? I don't even understand. This has just begun. I hope you think this is big fun because the Chaos Caucus thinks this is big fun because this is their agenda. This is what they set out to do. And by set out to do, I mean destroy, burn the place down, make a mockery of another branch of government, make it so that the American people who already rate Congress ultra low, like cockroaches have a bigger approval rating than, you know, the House of Representatives does. And they want to destroy it. They want to finish it. They want to destroy it and burn the place down. I mean, listen, I tell you, McCarthy is delusional. Okay, just want you to know. Do you remember? Yeah, my audience would, right? You remember the Young Guns? It was Eric Cantor. Remember him? Anybody? Eric Cantor, Virginia? Yeah, gone. Right? Paul Ryan. Resigned as Speaker of the House. Just couldn't take, wasn't going to, you know, be suck ass enough to Donald Trump and just, you know, left through the back door, never to be seen again, right? And Kevin McCarthy. These were the young guns. They're now old pigs, all of them, at the trough. And McCarthy is about to suffer the same consequences as Boehner, as Cantor, as Ryan. I mean, But he's not going without a fight, okay? Because he knows the story of Cantor. He knows the story of Ryan. These were his friends. These were his buddies. These were his comrades. These were his, his brethren, right? So they're not even considering the fact that McCarthy is so willing to subjugate himself, so willing to, you know, lie prone before people like Donald Trump. He has no principles. He has no character. He has a craving, a lust, a want, a greed for power. I mean, if Donald Trump had told Kevin McCarthy at MAGA-Loco to lay supine and then arch his back and bend his knee, and then upon his back place a cold Diet Coke and let Donald Trump sip from it the whole time, McCarthy would have done it. He would have done it in exchange for what Donald Trump is now doing for Kevin McCarthy. Now, some people in the media are reporting that Donald Trump said, well, we'll see what happens, and that he's betraying McCarthy and that he's walking away. No, 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 no. Donald Trump is on Truth Social, and in all capital letters, he is posting to Republicans, all caps, okay? Do not turn a great triumph into a giant and embarrassing defeat. Incidentally, giant and embarrassing is his suit size. Okay. But Kevin McCarthy is not done. He's not finished. Kevin McCarthy hasn't even gone over to the Democrats yet, and he will. He hasn't even talked to the Democrats yet, who are sitting back relaxing and, you know, saying, okay, one of these days we're going to govern. Listen, I'll tell you what happened at the Senate. The Senate, as you know, is in Democratic hands. It's, you know, majority Democrat. It's 51-49, right? And they swore in 7 new members yesterday, Fetterman being the guy that gave us, 51 because he flipped a seat in Pennsylvania, as you know. And of course, Warnock, thank you very much to Gwinnett County and Fulton County, Georgia, basically. Thank you, Georgia, for showing up and giving a damn about all this. And they did repeatedly over and over and over and over and over again, Georgia, right? 9-hour lines, 11-hour lines, less early voting, less drop boxes. And they were like, oh, screw that. We're showing up, okay? It's what we do. It's who we are. So thank you to Georgia. Anyway, the Senate swore in all its members yesterday and then adjourned for 3 weeks. Now, what does that tell you? It tells me they don't believe that there's going to be any governing going on in the lower house, in the supine house, in the insane house. And they are in the insane. If they're going to be clowns, like we always say, then they're going to be the insane clown posse, right? This is my answer, by the way, to every, name a band challenge that is ever put out on Twitter. It's always Insane Clown Posse. And if you don't believe me, go check my Twitter feed. It's always Insane Clown Posse. Always. Has been for years. But anyway, the Insane Clown Posse, that is the Chaos Caucus now, right? They think they've defeated Kevin. Kevin! No, they haven't defeated Kevin. Kevin's going to go to the Democrats, and Kevin is going to have to give the Democrats something that they want, that they could only dream of having after the American people decided it was in their best interest to give the majority to the House of Representatives, to the Republican freaky party. What a mistake you people made in that little tiny nook of Georgia where you put Marjorie Taylor Greene. Poor, you know, listen, Colorado, what was it, Colorado's third or fourth that Boebert represents? I mean, she won her election by what, 9 votes, 6 votes, a half a vote? What did she win by? Okay, and she's calling the shot, are you kidding me? And she thinks she's outsmarted Kevin McCarthy and the psycho Republicans, you know, the Dan Crenshaws and the other 201 that keep voting to do the same thing over and over and over and over again. You know, there's been 6 votes already, 5 or 6 or 100. I don't know. I mean, they're going to do it was 5. There's been 5 votes, and the number is going the wrong way. Remember yesterday it started with Biggs got 10 and the others got 4 and Jordan got 1 or so, I don't know. Well, now, I mean, it's 21 against McCarthy. 21. The number's going up and up and up against McCarthy, against him. So McCarthy has no choice but to go to the Democrats because all he wants is to be Speaker of the House. I have no idea why. Because he cannot control his caucus, okay? You understand that it's going to be a hellish speakership. Hell. It'll be pure hell. It'll be complete and utter dysfunction, which is what the agenda is of the remnants of the Tea Party. Remember the Tea Party that gave us the young guns in the first place? Okay. Their entire brand was obstructionist. Their entire brand was to stop governing. Their entire brand was nothing. It was no progress. No, they don't even have a platform, this Republican Party, okay? They just refuse to even have an agenda. Because their agenda is so obscene that they can't tell it to you. But their agenda is to be the British and burn down Congress. Seriously.